This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
What happens when a cinematic tree falls in the woods, so to speak, when a relatively golden director returns to form and nobody sees the film? Well, that's what Guy Ritchie's out to discover in The Man from U.N.C.L.E. This is the Guy Ritchie that married Madonna, the stylistically brave, the interesting, the completely in charge of the film from start to finish. This is that Guy Ritchie, and it's good to have him back, but a remake of a 1960s TV show that not very many people will remember, that takes place during the Cold War, at a time that, a subject matter that people tend to be bored with. Even Philip Seymour Hoffman's last movie, which was a brilliant examination of this, wasn't very well attended. So here we've got the new Superman, Henry Cavill, Armie Hammer, and Alicia Vikander, who is just a delight to look at. It will remind some of the love triangles of Audrey Hepburn and Cary Grant. Some of the charade, which also took place in 1963, that comes to mind. Roman holiday, because this Man from U.N.C.L.E. also takes place in Rome. So what we have is a great Audrey Hepburn impersonation. And because there can really only be great Audrey Hepburn impersonations, because Audrey Hepburn is so great. But if you are looking to be transported to Rome in the 1960s and look at beautiful people all, and these are the kind of beautiful people that look like they were made out of putty. Their skin is sublime. The tinting of the pictures are just gorgeous. The movie has a couple lines about Kodachrome, but with the outfits, the backstory of Rome, I mean, the backdrop of Rome, just it's just really fun to look at, and the people are so pretty that this is just a feast for the eyes. And anybody who has a nostalgia for a time they didn't live in or wants to watch an Audrey Hepburn movie that just came out, this is your movie.